Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the incredible 2-1 victory over Galatasaray tonight in the Europa League playoff qualifiers to put us through to the group stages of the Europa League. Just incredible. What a performance from the players, what a result. A wee bit palpitations at the end, right enough. They always like to do it the hard way and you know, challenge the fans watching, but what a performance. Just pretty much every player tonight was immense. As much as Galatasaray are maybe not the superpower they once were in European football, make no mistake, that is another massive scalp we've taken tonight. As I've said before, and as other podcasts have said, other clubs are bound to be fearing getting us now because we just keep rolling on and rolling on. And to quote Sir Alex, I'm very proud of our players tonight because they were fantastic. Two changes from the game against Motherwell, it was more or less a straight swap back into the European mode with Barisic and Hadji coming in for Bassey and Jones. Kind of expected both of them to happen. First half, it was an interesting first half. It was a lot of cat and mouse from both teams. We started off at a very high tempo. We were pushing up. Galatasaray looked quite taken aback by us and by the speed we came out. First 15 minutes were brilliant. I felt we had a couple of chances, one for Morelos as well especially. And then we just dropped the pace, which allowed Galatasaray more possession, more time on the ball. They were lacklustre up front though, which granted we were as well in the first half, but they really offered nothing. A lot of their chances were sclaffed wide. They were putting misplaced passes in. As I said, we weren't too much better up front, but you know, for a team that's meant to be quite dangerous, they never really shown that. There was a couple of claims for penalties, one for each team in the first half as well. Both handball decisions. Referee got them spot on because it was Davis for us and their defenders' arms were both in at the side. So certainly that's the way it should be. There was no flailing arms, never changed the direction of the ball. So well done for the referee. Makes a change. You know, that there was no VAR tonight as well, so they couldn't even go and look at it that way. So when you've got good referees, these things happen. So in terms of our players, Barisic was a wee bit suspect on occasion and Goldson gave the ball away a couple of times in midfield. Morelos was completely off the boil. He'd taken the wrong option a number of times. He just seemed a bit tentative and that never really improved, which we'll get onto in the second half. Largely anything that the defence got thrown at it, which was pretty powder puff most of it, was dealt with very impeccably, you know. Into the second half though, we were a lot better. We controlled the game. We dominated because they had a lot of possession as well, but we certainly had more of the ball, I would have said, than in the first half. We had a chance on right from the kickoff with Morelos getting a header. Maybe it was a great chance for him, maybe a poor header. I don't know if that was maybe just the way he was playing tonight was just a feature of it. It was a bit powder puff header. Keeper had to make more of a Hollywood save than he really needed to make, I think, with that one. But it was a shot on target. However, we did go a goal up on the 51st minute with Arfield. A lovely move with Tavernier in the middle of the park near the centre circle. Plays a lovely ball to Hadji on the edge of the box into the centre, who has a one touch to control. His second touch was into the box to the on-running Arfield and into the right of the box, who collects it, controls it, and calmly slots it past the keeper. A very clinical, a very incisive goal. It was just beautiful all round. And then shortly after, on the 58th minute, we went 2-0 up with Tavernier scoring in an absolutely beautiful move. This was up there with some of the best goals we've seen at Ibrox, absolutely. Tavernier, I'll need to watch it back because it started off Tavernier deep into our half on the right wing. He played the ball up to Morelos in the halfway line, who played it out to the left to Kent, who taken it forward a bit. It ended up going to Barisic. Barisic took it to near the corner flag on the left, puts in a lofty cross, looked as if it was maybe a duff one, he had overhit it, but he goes right to the back post. Tavernier, who I don't think the defender even knew was there, he snuck up and headed it into the bottom right-hand corner. A fantastic goal, especially for the fact that it was Tavernier starting it all the way back in our defence. And to pop up almost unsighted, that play reminded me of some of Gazza's play there, where he would start the move back off in our midfield and he would just drift into space up front completely unnoticed and, you know, pop up with a goal. It was just sublime from Tavernier, that. 7 goals in 7 games, really, that's just astounding. I know a couple of them were penalties, but still at the same time, that is a phenomenal record from a right back. And today, Tavernier fully justified his man of the match from everybody, I think, because he was outstanding. He was probably at a very high percentage of his crosses and passes were coming off, getting into dangerous areas. He was running all about, just as I said, with the goal there. He was outstanding. And I know he's kind of came in for criticism from us especially, but so far this season he has been immense, and you know, this was maybe the crowning glory of it tonight, because this is certainly his best performance of the season so far. And you know, I know that they certainly West Ham are sniffing about him again, and there cannot be any way he's going out the team now. Shortly after we went 2-0 up, Galatasaray certainly had a claim for a penalty. It was a tough one. Arfield certainly got nowhere near the ball. The attacker, he kind of went down a bit theatrically, and referee never gave it. He remonstrated with the ref. Next time the ball went out of play, the referee booked him, so I don't know if that was because he was remonstrating or the fact that he dived. So maybe a let off there. Certainly seen them given, so made a substitution on the 77th minute, Hadji off, Jack on, kind of made sense, 2-0 up, taking the attacking player off, maybe putting a more holding midfielder on. Hadji, of note, was outstanding tonight, maybe his best performance of the season as well. He was all about the place, obviously involved in the first goal as well. Morelos, going back to him, he had a good few chances tonight, and he sclaffed them wide. He chose the wrong option, he tried to switch foot a few times as well. It's almost he didn't want to take it on one of his feet. We obviously know he's a lot better than that. He was completely off the boil tonight, and if there's going to be anything that's picked up from the game tonight, I would have said that Morelos certainly should have been substituted long before he was, because he came off in the 87th minute for it. And it was maybe the one issue with the game. We could, if maybe a player in form might have scored maybe one or two of the chances. It was just maybe not his night tonight. All players are going to go through a bad spell. He's maybe had a wee bit too much of a bad spell so far this season. We'll just need to wait and see what happens with any potential transfers in the last few days of the window. But certainly, though, the one concerning moment, and as I said, palpitations at the end, Galatasaray got a goal from pretty much nothing and made it 2-1 in the 86th minute. It was a corner in from the right into the back post with a free header, was going right to Jack, who was on the line. However, McGregor tried to save it and basically tips it over him into the back of the net. I don't know, McGregor had really nothing to do all night, one save I think, and the rest of it was pass backs to him, and that was pretty much about it. You can never blame a keeper for going for it. Obviously, Jack was in a better position to get that. Maybe McGregor never realised where he was. And, you know, as I said, you can never blame a keeper for going for a ball. Just unfortunate. We always like to do things the hard way in for qualification in Europe. Certainly a nervy last few minutes, but we saw it out very well. As I said, Galatasaray are a massive scalp. They were poor up front tonight. They were really poor up front. We might have got punished if they were a bit more clinical, but we could have said that about Willem Twee last week as well. I would have said Willem Twee were the more dangerous of the two teams as well, going by the performances against us. But an absolute fantastic result. It's just to qualify again a very difficult way. That's three qualifying rounds we had to go through. Granted, it was only one game each, but that's got its own pressures. You know, you can't, you've got a game plan with two qualifiers, and for us to qualify for the third year in a row through a difficult qualifying phase is just nothing short of astounding. This team are a European team. We've more than proven ourselves, and as I said, teams are going to be very scared to come up against us. The draws tomorrow, we'll need to wait and see what brings with it, what that comes. Really doesn't matter who we get, you know, we're just happy to be there once again. Don't go in and disgrace ourselves, and I have no doubts that we would disgrace ourselves, because our European performances have been absolutely fantastic. Obviously, it has the knock-on effect as well of putting a Turkish team out. They were in 11th place, I think it was, and moved Scotland up in the coefficient as well. Celtic got through as well, really don't care about that, but certainly for the coefficient for qualification for first and second place for the Champions League is going to be vital, especially with the way finances have gone. So, as I said, we'll need to wait for the draw tomorrow. Dave and I will be back with a full podcast tomorrow, so we'll go over this game in depth as well as the other last two games as well. We'll obviously talk about the draw. Ross County on Sunday as well to look forward to, another vital game, but we just need to keep plodding on. So, Dave and I will be back in the early hours of Saturday morning once I get the podcast edited. So, thanks for listening and goodbye.